The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Where are the germiest germs of all? Upstairs, downstairs, or in the hall? No, they're in the bathroom. And to wipe them out, indeed, a little dash of Lysol's all you need.
Yes, Lysol in your cleaning suds wipes out germs and odors. Disinfect from one cleaning to the next as nothing else can. Use Lysol, either the new pine-scented or regular, each week when you clean the bathroom.
That's the bathroom. A little dash of Lysol does it all.
Excuse me, sir, could you move this a little? I'm trying to roll up the awning.
Oh, excuse me, yes. Yes, of course, I didn't realize.
Thanks.
Just window shopping, you know. Rather, I stopped to tie my shoelace.
Oh, that's all right. We're proud of our new furniture display. Oh, say, Piper, isn't it?
Huh? Yes, yes.
Rupert, Charlie Rupert.
Oh, yes,
yeah, yes. I heard you speak at the Rotary Club a couple of months ago on civic responsibility. I'm glad to have this opportunity to tell you that it was one of the most inspiring talks I ever heard.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. I didn't think anybody was even listening.
Say, that was a speech. That was a speech.
Oh, well, thank you.
I wasn't quite sure it was you just now. Lost quite a bit of weight, haven't you?
No, I don't think so.
Been sick?
Well, no, just the usual cold.
Uh-huh, well, you probably pick up when summer comes, we all do. Get a little suntan, huh? Good suntan always makes us look better, doesn't it?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, I know what's worrying you, and something is worrying you. I saw you looking in the window at our new back king chair. You're a man with a backache, right?
Well...
Oh, nothing serious, nothing you really like to complain about, but there it is, right?
Well, now, as a matter of fact...
Do you realize that one out of every three people suffer from a backache, and practically all the big executives? Come in the store a minute. I want you to try something.
Oh, well, actually, I mean, I'm just on my way home.
Well, actually, we're closed, but as a favor to me, since I'd like to show you my appreciation, you know, for that whacking good speech you made.
Oh, well, I...
Look, just allow me to show you and let you try our new back king chair. What do you think, Mr. Piper? Did you ever sit in a chair that was more comfortable?
Well, no. I got to admit, it is comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also got to admit that we don't need a new chair.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I didn't get you in here to buy it. No, indeed. I never high-pressure anybody. I only wanted you to try it.
Yes, I understand. Well, I have to admit, it is comfortable.
Put your feet up. Go on, relax.
Well,
that's the trouble with you big executives. Just what I was talking about outside. You men work at high pressure tension all day. Then you get home and you don't get your feet up and relax. Now, you look around your living room when you get home tonight. Have you got one single chair that really fits your back? Hmm?
Well, I don't know. I never particularly noticed.
Uh-huh.
My wife gave the junk man the only decent chair we had. Of course, I have to admit, I really didn't blame her. It wasn't very attractive looking. It was one of those big leather chairs, you know, pretty old and sagging all over, but by golly, it was comfortable.
Probably a good thing with your back. You shouldn't have a soft, sagging chair, no matter how comfortable. You need a solid, full-fashioned chair that supports your back.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose.
Now, look, I'm not trying to sell you a chair. Why, you're not a man who would fall for just a sales pitch anyhow.
Oh, well, no, hardly.
No, sir, but I've got a bad back myself. And all I have to do is just look at somebody, and I know they're suffering from the same thing. And I want to tell you this. When we first got this chair in, I took one home, and it has improved my back 90%. Oh, I still got it, but I don't get tired anymore the way I did before.
Oh, boy, well, that's something. I feel tired all the time.
Yeah.
However, I know one thing, that the chair is comfortable, but frankly, mister, it's sort of big and cumbersome, and with that headpiece and that footrest, you know, rising up like that, I mean... Well, you know women. I don't think my wife would have it in the living room.
Exactly what my wife said. But what's more important, I told her, the way the living room looks or the way I look, huh? And frankly, Mr. Piper, you better take care of that back of yours before that back of yours takes care of you.
Alex, why don't you sit down, dear? You've been so restless all evening. Want part of the paper?
Oh, no, no.
Here's an interesting article on satellites. Goodness, wish they'd hurry up and get a rocket up to the planets. I just hate the thought of dying before I know whether or not there are people living up on Mars.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll last long enough to find out.
What was the matter?
My back aches.
Oh, I'll go get the heating pad.
Oh, no, 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 that won't do any good.
Well, it helps me when I get one. How long have you had it, dear?
Oh, had it for years.
For years? First I've heard about it.
Well, I just don't complain, that's all.
Oh, what's the matter? Oh, he's got a backache, Aunt Anthony.
Oh, well, yeah. The best thing for a backache is to stand in a hot shower 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night.
Well, I suggested the heating pad.
Now, look, it is nothing to make a fuss about. It's just a little nagging ache, that's all. One out of every three people suffers from backaches, and I'm one of those three, I guess.
Well, I read somewhere that the reason that the prehistoric man walked like this on all fours...
Oh, Aunt Effie, now stand up before you get a crick in your back.
On all fours, and then when he got more civilized, he stood up. And the spine isn't constructed to hold the weight of the body. That's why you have a backache.
I remember Myra telling me that her brother had backaches, and they discovered, listen to this, dear, they discovered that one of his shoulders was higher than the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. The same thing happened to my brother, to George. Maybe those things run in the family.
Well, I don't think so, Aunt Effie, and anyhow...
Well, maybe you aren't proportioned right.
Oh.
Walk across the room.
All done.
Walk. Let me see you walk.
Walk, dear. Well, can't you just walk across the room and walk back if they will let us see you?
Uh-huh.
What?
See how funny he walks? Sort of,
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, how funny I walk?
Well, you have a sort of a little hop in there.
Yeah, you're right, uh-huh. Effie. Never noticed that before. Or if I did, I guess I thought of it more as a bounce.
Mm-hmm. Well, uh-huh. Bounce or hop. Sort of like a kangaroo. Maybe one of his legs is shorter than the other.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Everybody has a little peculiarity. One shoulder's higher, one arm is longer.
My left foot, I know, is bigger than my right one. The shoeman.
Look, will you?
Dear, we're trying to figure out why you have a backache.
The reason I have a backache is because there isn't a single comfortable chair in this living room. Not one chair that really fits my back. You see, I work under high-pressure tension all day, and when I come home, I should be able to put my feet up and relax. Now, just look at the chairs. Now, look around this living room. Not one was selected for sheer comfort and relaxation from the nervous tensions of the day. Well, it's true. It's true. Look, you don't need to stare at me, the two of you. In this day of rush, a man has to relax or he grows old before his time. I need a decent chair is what I need, a comfortable chair, so I can put my feet up and really relax. I wish you two would stop exchanging looks as though I'd gone out of my mind.
You and I together selected every chair we have in this room.
You got the one you wanted.
No, dear, we didn't. I didn't buy one chair without asking you if you were sure you liked it. Aunt Effie, remember when we were looking at that wing back, that one right over there? Now, you were here and you went with us, not that
here. I think I'd just better stay out of it.
Do you at least remember? Do you at least remember Aunt Effie is saying he liked that chair? Do you remember that?
Well, yes. I must confess I do remember he liked it. In fact, I remember he said, now I want it understood that this is my chair.
Yes, yes.
And we all laughed.
Yes, we all laughed. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I said, of course that will be your chair. And it has been, dear. Nobody sits in it when you're home.
And if we are, we get right up and let you have it.
Yes, we do. We always get up and let you have that chair.
I know. But will you both please stop humoring me as though I'm a big baby? I'm merely a tired businessman, that's all. I have a backache that I don't constantly complain about, but I have it. And no matter what I said when we bought these chairs, I don't think any of them are right for my back.
Well, what do you want to do? Buy a new one?
Yes. I saw one in the window today. I went in the store and I inquired about it. Here, a man gave me a little pamphlet here. Shows what the chair looks like. Here, if I can find... Yeah, here it is. Here. This chair has been especially designed to ensure relaxation and comfort.
This monstrosity?
My heavens. I wouldn't have that in my living room.
And neither would I.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What is network radio? Well, if you're talking about CBS radio, you're talking of hard-hitting talent staffs in New York, Hollywood, and elsewhere. You're talking of CBS News with its outposts throughout the world. You're talking about an organization that blends drama, music, the spoken word, and history itself into a steady flow that accompanies you anywhere, but never interrupts. Network radio, as defined in the daily schedule of CBS Radio, is award-winning Gunsmoke. Edward R. Murrow with the news, winner of 5 Peabody Awards and countless others. The New York Philharmonic, the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York City, the colorful words of Lowell Thomas, timely items of business news from Alan Jackson, a never-ending succession of great names in popular music. The big names, including Guy Lombardo, Lawrence Welk, Jan Garber, Vincent Lopez, Freddie Martin, and plenty more. What is network radio? It's the best the ear can hear if the network is CBS Radio.
Absolutely won't
well,
have
I don't
it.
Know
now,
why you take
hideous.
That attitude, Frank.
I think you should both stop. You're not getting anywhere.
Well, I don't understand it. After all, we have fussed, building a lovely new home, having our living room just right. Then you want to put in this thing. Looks like something out of the funny papers.
All right. I don't want to do anything without talking it over. I know the guy was really giving me a sales pitch. I'm not that stupid. But the fact remains, I do have a backache and have had for years. And when you have a bad back, you try everything. But if you're that upset, it's okay. Just forget it.
Well, I won't forget it, I guess. I just meant, dear.
Look, I'm agreeing with you. Forget it. Forget the chair.
No, I don't think we should just forget it, then.
Honestly, women, look, you've been in tears, practically, at the thought of getting it. And now when I agree with you, you start on the other side of the argument.
Well, I'm thinking of your back, if it's that bad. But I don't want to be selfish. And if you think the chair would help, then the next time I'm downtown, I'll meet you and we'll look at it. Now, is that fair enough?
Yeah, all right, fine.
Of course, there is one thing, dear.
Right.
Where are you going to put it?
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose in that corner, then we could put that table and that chair over there by the bookcase.
Well, I was going to suggest we never did try the sofa over on that wall.
No, we didn't. Let's try that.
Wait a minute, will you? For Pete's sake, we haven't even bought the chair.
We have to know if it'll go in the living room, dear. It's so big. Now, come on, help us. Swing that end of the sofa.
Oh, I love changing furniture around.
Yes, I do, too. I just love it.
Oh, boy. Of course, if I hadn't stopped to tie my darn shoelace, none of this would have happened.
Here, come on, dear. Swing that end of the sofa.
Wake up and read. That's the slogan adopted for National Library Week. Over 5,000 communities participated in the first such observance last year. Setting this week aside to remind America to look to its books is an enterprise CBS Radio and its affiliated stations gladly endorse. For a better read America is an informed America. Been to your local library lately? Drop in this very week, National Library Week. You'll be surprised at what's new and exciting there to help you to wake up and read. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Jay Barney, and is produced by Walter Hart.